thethemix.com, and already getting some questions in, which is good to see. DJ@themix93.com will answer those questions, or Coach will answer those questions for you later on in the show. The Mel Pearson Show continues in just a moment here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Holy Brisket. Now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, the Brisket Burger, a custom blend of brisket, chuck, and short ribs served on a toasted brioche bun. This special blend is the tastiest burger around, and if you're really hungry, try the Big Hog. The Library's Brisket Burger, stuffed with Italian sausage, topped with aged cheddar cheese, tasty crispy onion tanglers, and barbecue sauce. The Brisket Burger and Big Hog, only at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub.
The countdown to Christmas has begun, and the University Images and the Campus Bookstore are ready with the 12 Days of Christmas sale. Take up to 50% off select Michigan Tech merchandise each day from December 8th through the 20th. Something different will be featured each day. For the daily special and hours, visit their Facebook page at Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and click on Like. Remember, the public is always welcome. The 12 Days of Christmas sale on now at University Images and the Campus Bookstore on the Michigan Tech Campus.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice-cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero. Zero means it's game day.
Mel Pearson Show continuing here on Mix 93. Let's go to the good game, and that would be Michigan Tech beating Minnesota Duluth on Saturday night. 3,225 in attendance. And, Coach, what a loud building the McGinnis was on Saturday night.
Well, they were fired up right off the get-go, and that's important. That really helps your team. Your team can sense that energy, and, it really helps. It really flows into the players, and I thought, I knew our team would be ready to bounce back and play hard, and they did. But I tell you, the crowd was great, and it's nice we could give them something to cheer about earlier in this game than the night before.
Very early in the game, the 3:33 mark, Tyler Hannanen, who ended up being our number one star and our superior National Bank Superior Player of the Game, starts it off for Michigan Tech 3 minutes in.
And puck was on edge. Good job by Watson to hold it in. Huskies able to keep it in the zone. Now into the high slot. Here comes Hannanen. Backhand shot. Oh, wow! Tyler Hannanen with a great backhand shot. And the Huskies get their first lead of the weekend.
I can't tell. Did it go off of the defender's stick and up like that, Coach? It was really difficult. I know a stick was thrown in front of him as he was releasing that.
Yeah, I don't think so. No, nope. He was clear of that guy when you look at the replay and really see it up close. No, mm-hmm. Great shot, though. And goaltenders will tell you that's one of the toughest shots to save as a backhander, because it comes off that stick in a different way. It wouldn't seem that way, but it does. And goalies really have a difficult time stopping a backhand shot.
Well, Tiger said that right during the broadcast.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
okay,
he said that right during the broadcast. Well, because you don't know, he said on forehand, you can actually watch where the puck is on the blade of the stick and have a good idea where it's going to be coming from.
Sure.
Backhand, you can't. So, you're
right. Yeah, just to follow through and what they're trying to do with it. And anyway, but it was a well-placed shot more than anything. You know, it was a good shot, good release, and good for Tyler Hannanen. You know, he's really improved. He's become one of our best players, and obviously now he's in goal scoring, he keeps moving up our charts.
Blake Hedlund and Cliff Watson get the assist. 1-0 Michigan Tech, and less than a minute later they score again.
Gillies with a little bit of room, trying to go wide on the defense, gets it to the back glass as it was redirected, and this is Blake Young, not in the lineup last night. Center now by the Huskies. Here's a shot, backhand, a rebound, elbows with it, elbows back, Gillies with the rebound.
I don't know the last time the Huskies had two backhand goals to start a game, but that was great.
Well, it was good. And that's what I like. I mean, you like to, follow up a good shift with another shift, when they go back-to-back like that. And, good pressure, good speed, great shot by CJ. And when you see it, I mean, it's trickling behind the goalie, and their defenseman tries to put it back under him, and it comes right out to Alex Gillies, and good for Alex Gillies. Right spot, stick on the ice in that tough area we call about where you have to go to score goals. He's there, he's hanging around, and big goal for us.
Well, and we chased Kaskasua out of the net after that goal. But again, we couldn't see what was happening down there with that puck loose underneath the goaltender. And if I know hindsight's 20/20, but you look at what that defenseman should have done. Should he have done something else? Maybe just try to keep it underneath his goalie and tell him to sit down, or you know, what would you do?
Well,
in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I always trying to do is just put it, you know, because he's in a, when you we see it on the tape, the defenseman's in a real weird spot, so he, it's almost like he, that's the only place he could it. He couldn't. Yeah. He would have handcuffed himself if he tried to shoot it out to his forehand.
Sure.
He couldn't put it towards him, so the only logical place was to try and just put it back under him, and he put it right between his legs and came right out front. So
and you can't hop on top of it because it's a penalty shot, right, or a goal,
exactly.
Isn't it?
You can't put your hand on the puck in the crease there, you know. So it's he was in a tough situation, probably tried to do the right thing. But again, I like the opportunity even on the first shot that we have that, you know, beat him. And you know, I can't say it was his fault. I mean, we put some pressure on them early and we were ready to go. You know, those first shift we were okay. But after that, I thought we were real good and, you know, continue to be good.
I asked assistant coach Joe Sean in between the first and second period if he was surprised that Sandy pulled him so quick. Were you surprised?
I was a little
Joe
bit.
Joe wasn't surprised, but...
Yeah, I was a little bit because you're only 5 minutes in the game. Yeah. You still have 55 minutes of hockey left. And if he is your go-to guy, you know. But having said that, I think it was more... listening to Coach Sandlin, was he just didn't like his team, you know, the energy or the pace they were playing with. So I think it gave him a time to regroup and really get his team in order a little bit. So more than the goaltender, but no, he's a good goalie and he, you know, he's going to play a lot. And hey, the kid they put in I thought was excellent.
He
too.
Did. McNeely looked really good. Final shots in the first period, 11-5 in favor of Michigan Tech, showing the domination and the complete reversal, Coach, of one night prior to that.
Well, it was, you know, and that's where I think we picked off from, or, you know, picked it up from Friday night. We just sort of carried over that third period from Friday night into the first period on Saturday. You know, we made a couple lineup changes. I think that was a positive thing. We took David Johnstone out of the lineup. Probably could have played, but, you know, he has not been playing well, and, you know, and he had a little bit of an injury. Wasn't going to be quite 100%, so we took him out and put Max Vallis in there. We took Joel Esperance out also and put Mike Neville in, and, you know, we hadn't dressed Mike, and it was good to get him in. And then we took Chris Leibringer out, and who I thought struggled a little bit, was trying to do too much. You know, he's such a gamer, and he's all over. And we put Mark Ock in. I thought Mark Ock did a nice job in a lot of ways for us. So so it was good to make some lineup changes. And it's always nice to win when you make those changes and create some competition and depth on our team.
And does that send a message that nobody's, you know, nobody's safe as far as being in the lineup? You have to make sure that you do your part.
Well, no question. I mean, you know, and it's nice when you can take out a kid like David. He's, you know, one of your top scorers. And he's going to be a good player for us, but he's got to play a certain way and play to a standard of play that we have for all our players. So, but it's good. I thought Max Ellis did a nice job coming in there. And I thought, you know, it's nice to have Mike Neville back. So the two guys you put in figure in some goals. And Ock did some real nice things. You could see his prowess on the power play, too. So, anyway, a good bounce back game for us. And good start to the period. But like I said, I thought a lot of it came, you know, rolled in from Friday night's third period, how we finished.
I got to ask you, Coach, we got a penalty for for too many men on the ice. And I don't want to get you in trouble at all here, but I didn't see it. I didn't see that we had six guys on the ice there. What do you know about that?
Yeah, no, and you know, our players, like as a coach, you're not really paying attention. So you don't know. So you ask the players, well, who went out? Like who... You know, what happened? And they said, Coach, nobody. And they said, we didn't have, you know, and you watch and watch. And usually the referee is so busy, you don't notice unless the puck's right there. And, you know, you jump out and, you know, usually a linesman or somebody sees it. But we went back after the period and watched the tape. We had four guys on the ice. We never had more than five guys. In fact, we had four. So that was the joke is... You know, is it like the NFL? If you don't have, you know, the exact number of players, you get a penalty.
Yeah.
No, we had four players, so there's a little bit of. I don't know what he saw. I really don't know what he saw. But you got to make. I mean, you can't just be guessing on that because you see it all the time. Mm-hmm. Guys are jumping over, and there's guys standing there, and they never call it. I mean, I could see if you're in the. You know, we got five guys six guys, and someone's in the play, or they. Guy coming off the ice touches the puck when the guy jumps on. None of that. Like the puck's not even near our bench, but camera clearly shows we have four guys on the ice for, you know, maybe 5-6 seconds before we realize, and a fifth guy comes out, and maybe I don't know
well, that's what he was seeing. That was my question. Did you know? Because maybe I thought
video.